Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Michael Corman, and Michael, you yourself are a vet, right?
I am, yes. I spent 25 years in the Navy Seabees, rising to the rank of Master Chief, and about 5 years in combat, and I'm also 100% disabled veteran. So I understand this world both as a veteran, a combat veteran, and as a caregiver for my amazing father-in-law, James Schultz, Sergeant Schultz.
Sergeant Schultz. So he struggles with some post-traumatic stress disorder. I guess he's got hearing and vision loss and chronic fatigue, all the stuff that a lot of vets face, and you help take care of him on a daily basis?
Just about, yeah. In fact, I see him almost every day, and I take him up to his medical appointments to Level Healthcare Center up in North Chicago, or sometimes to Hines, depending on whether we need different kinds of care. He was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam. And one thing I've learned in my time in the service and after is that Agent Orange affects every human differently. And for him, it's caused severe peripheral neuropathy, which causes severe and nearly constant pain in his extremities. He has very limited mobility. Many veterans, much higher than the average population, have mobility issues. Jumping out of perfectly good airplanes will mess up your knees.
Yeah.
Jumping off of trucks and so forth.
Yeah. In fact, we were talking about the fall of Saigon, the 50th anniversary, just about a week, maybe a week and a half ago. And we gave every Vietnam vet who wanted to be a part of the conversation an opportunity to call. And Agent Orange is a very big issue. There are so many issues involving Vietnam vets. And it must be nice that he has you as a veteran who understands. There's got to be a special connection when your caregiver is also someone that has experienced what you've experienced.
I would say that the Vietnam War, much like World War II, are very different than the wars of Desert Storm and forward. Much more intimate in terms of combat. My father-in-law was a tunnel rat, so that literally meant he went into a tunnel with a weapon and a flashlight, trying to find bad guys. You come home from that and you're really changed. And he had a really remarkable career. My wife is amazing. His granddaughter is super amazing. My child, Sophie. So he's overcome an incredible burden. And now, I think my wife and I, Karen and I, believe that it's our duty to make sure that he finds joy in the rest of his days, so much so that we're actually combining households in the second week of June so that we can care for him, intimately under the same roof.
That is so important, and my heart breaks for vets who have no family and have no options and don't have a caregiver like you and your wife and your kid, because it's a struggle, and they don't have what they need in this country, and that's unfortunate. So how did you find out that you were being honored by the Elizabeth Dole Foundation?
Well, someone had recommended it to me, knowing that I was a caregiver for my father-in-law. In fact, I'm the first father-in-law-son-in-law relationship that's been selected for the fellow program. And I think that both the combination of my military experience, the fact that I have a lot of experience with the American Legion and the VFW, and also as a caregiver, naturally, that I bring a very unique and comprehensive picture. And I've already had some really robust conversations with 19 of my fellows, and we're all traveling to Washington, D.C. on Saturday and Sunday and meeting. And we'll be meeting with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, with many Congress people on Capitol Hill next week, advocating for the foundation, but also advocating for caregivers. And one of the things that I talk about a lot with caregivers and with politicians is, caregiving is more than just your family. I give seminars at local hospitals about benefits for veterans. I was at Lutheran General Hospital a couple weeks ago. And most of the social workers struggle, and I consider them caregivers, but they struggle with how to focus veterans to find the benefits that they've earned.
Yeah.
Only 45% of veterans have actually registered for health care in the VA system, and that seems just such a shame to me.
You are a great spokesperson, and I see why you were chosen as one of the Dole Caregiver Fellows. I hope you'll come back on the show. I think you've got a lot of stories to share, especially after you meet with Congress people and the people in charge of the Veterans Administration. And congratulations, and also thank you to Anna Smith of Chesterton, Indiana, and Liana Redshaw of Algonquin. They'll be joining Michael in Washington, D.C., and bring back some stories and share them with our audience, okay?
Yeah, I will do, and thank you for your father's service. He's quite a hero himself. I'm very aware of his efforts in World War II.
Thank you. That chokes me up.